Definitely been established that I am a massive fan of science fiction. I have been ever since I was a little kid, and I enjoyed the ways that it combines science and discovery with the ideas of philosophy and thinking about life outside of humanity and also how that reflects humans in turn. And so when I got an opportunity for one of my mandatory English classes to write a paper on an idea that's been evolving over time, I naturally decided to pick one connecting aliens with humans. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Jackie On, where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is on aliens, and specifically about me reading a paper that I wrote in English class. Now, I know this is a little bit of a departure from my usual episode format, but as I've done in the past, I actually have final exams coming up, and so I didn't have time to write a new episode. So instead, I decided to repurpose some work that I've thought fit some of the ideas I've mentioned in this podcast before and definitely features my opinions and research. And so I will also link that paper in the show notes in case anyone's interested in reading it. But with that, I will start. It is called The Aliens Within Us: Analyzing the Evolving Perception of Aliens. Are aliens real? It's a question that has plagued humanity ever since planets other than Earth were discovered in the cosmos. However, the answer to that age-old question might be simpler than expected. The aliens that greater society knows about, the monsters meant to replace everyday people, the bloodthirsty creatures waiting up in space for us, and even those that come to Earth to try their luck with the human population, all of those aliens are real. They exist not because of their representation in the science fiction genre, but rather because they aren't aliens at all. All the aliens depicted in movies, books, and even thought up by the general public don't represent extraterrestrials, but rather human beings. They are projections of the fears, hopes, and insecurities that humans carry every day. By examining the evolution of aliens through the history of their depictions in literature and the media, a deeper understanding of how humans perceive themselves and their place in the universe can be gained. When it comes to the physical perception of what aliens look like, there are four different alien revolutions that have occurred throughout human history. The first is the discovery of other planets, the second is the theory of evolution, the third is the Barney and Betty Hill incident, and the fourth is computer-generated imaging. Early on, even before other planets were discovered and the concept of the geocentric model of the universe existed, people thought that the only life out there was on Earth. The notion was supported by Aristotle, who thought of Earth in terms of the, as a singular entity. As Christianity became more prevalent, the idea that Jesus Christ had sacrificed himself for the good of humanity implied that there were only humans out in the universe to be worthy of such a sacrifice. Much like a lot of scientific principles, this started to shift during the Renaissance, when the absolute authority of the church started to become more questioned. Everything truly changed with the onset of the Copernican principle. Around 1543, the Polish mathematician and astronomer Nicholas Copernicus published his theories for the structure of the universe. In it was the heliocentric model, depicting the Earth and many other planets orbiting around the Sun. This indicated that Earth was not more unique, that humans were not much more special, and that instead they lived on a planet much like others. The Copernican principle established that humans are not in a central position to observe the universe, a concept that has come to define much of the aliens depicted within media to contend with the idea that humans are really just a drop in the ocean of life. Of course, a lot more scientists came after this, each one describing their own vision for extraterrestrial life, building off the foundation left by Copernicus. And while these scientists all had their own hypotheses for what aliens might look and act like, it wasn't until 1859 when Charles Darwin published On the Origin of Species that the depictions of aliens suddenly became clearer. Darwin is known to have introduced the idea of natural selection and survival of the fittest. These theories created massive waves in the scientific and pseudoscientific communities, but they also changed the nature of science fiction and the perception of aliens. According to Wade Ruch, the author of the book Extraterrestrials and a Science Writer, after Darwin, quote, our imaginations about the form that aliens might take started to range much more broadly, end quote. The idea of natural selection and certain traits being passed on for survival, beating out less favorable traits, opened the doors wide open to the concept that aliens didn't have to be strictly humanoid. If animals can shift and change throughout natural selection, so could aliens from faraway planets. Some of these aliens began to take on more insect-like qualities, or appear as birds based on the environment of the planet they were thought to have come from. In fact, contemporary research that considers what aliens might look like still draws upon the principles of Darwinism to explain any adaptations made to the environment aliens might originate from. Depicted within this research are more organic, blob-like shapes that come together to form complicated structures. And while scientists laid the foundation for what aliens might look like with research and speculation, the way they're depicted in greater society is all because of Barney and Betty Hill. The Hills were a relatively normal couple from rural New Hampshire, with Barney working as a postman and Betty as a social worker. The two were involved in a local Unitarian congregation and served as civil rights activists. One day in 1961, the Hills were driving down the Route 3 highway when they noticed a light in the sky sometime after 10 p.m. They decided to follow it, but eventually continued driving and got home around 5 a.m. Immediately, the couple knew something was wrong. There wasn't any possible way for them to get back at 5 a.m. because they hadn't been driving for more than 4 hours. And it's what happened between these 3 hours, between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., that has altered the perception of alien life more than anything else. To make sense of it, the Hills claimed they had seen an alien spaceship or unidentified flying object, UFO. Eventually, both Barney and Betty were put under hypnosis, and both recounted much of the same story about making contact with aliens, being put on some kind of spaceship, probed and examined before being released. The aliens they described were little gray men with massive craniums and black pits of eyes that seemed to bug out of their skulls. Does that sound familiar? Not only did the Hills define the genre of aliens for decades to come, but they also represented a major change in America. The fall of absolute trust of government institutions and the rise of questioning all the quote-unquote objective facts of the past. It is this movement of disillusionment with the system, the doubt and fear that plagued the Hills after their supposed encounter, that set the stage for aliens to represent something that was secret, hidden from the public. Even more than that, as an interracial couple living in rural New Hampshire in the 1960s, Barney and Betty Hill faced divides between each other and larger society. In fact, much of the Hill story has been co-opted to be more about race than aliens. From the beginning, the thought of little gray aliens abducting people was never without a modicum of social commentary. So while both science and conspiracy theory, alien took the form of humans or human-like creatures. Those threads are still relevant to this day. However, the onset of computer-generated imaging, CGI, sought out to create aliens that were unlike ever seen before. Before CGI, aliens were constrained by the human body, by puppetry and practical effects. But computers made it possible to distort the human body beyond physical capacities. And yet, once this final revolution in the way aliens are depicted occurred, something interesting started to happen. Instead of aliens being depicted as physically human, they started to be depicted as emotionally human. This can be seen in dozens of examples where monster-like aliens represent some greater fear, hope, insecurity, or dream of humanity. It seems as though the less human they looked, the more human they became. It is this turning point that serves as a crucial when analyzing aliens and their perception within society. Interestingly enough, the word alien itself was not originally used to discuss visitors from other planets. Rather, it stems from the 1300s Latin term alienus, meaning of or belonging to another, not one's own, foreign or strange. The first time it was used to mean not from Earth was recorded around 1920. Thus, as a phenomena, aliens are relatively new within human history. Of course, speculating whether life forms exist on other planets started ever since humanity realized there were other planets. Still, society lacked the exact terminology to explain this until the 1900s. Even before there was a word in the dictionary to describe aliens, science fiction writers dreamed of abstract beings from other worlds that were reptilian and snake-like, Somnium 1634, geometric and cone-like in shape, Les Siopoises in 1888, bipedal insects with four legs, First Man on the Moon 1901, whimsical and flamingo creatures, Martian Odyssey 1934, or even appearing as sentient stars with godlike powers, The Star Maker in 1937. Regardless of how an alien was depicted in early science fiction, almost all of them have human-centric designs. Consider even the sentient star from The Star Maker or the geometric beings from Les Siopoises, their capacity for power and communication are all based on human motivations. At the same time, science fiction and the depictions of aliens might be the best way humanity has to explore the inner conflicts that can keep people up at night. Themes commonly explored in science fiction are the ideas of social class, gender roles, sexuality, fear, and scorn of those who can be considered as the other. By projecting these feelings and experiences onto an alien life form, such exploration becomes more permissible. If Ursula K. Le Guin had written her famous 1969 novel, The Left Hand of Darkness, as an exploration of gender divides within earthly society, it would not get the positive reaction it did. Instead, she crafts the narrative of a man from Earth, Gen Li Ai, as he tries to convince the people of the planet Gethin to join a confederation of planets. But since the people of Gethin were all ambisexual, thus prompting Ai to struggle with the normality of androgyny, Le Guin was able to spur a new genre in feminist science fiction. Typical of feminist science fiction is a critique of the dominant narrative about masculinity being portrayed as the default. This point is key because it furthers the concept that aliens truly just start out as representations of dominant humanity. There are countless other examples that back up this premise. One can be seen in Starship Troopers, a 1997 anti-fascist and satirical science fiction movie that depicts the 23rd century and the interstellar war between the United Citizen Federation, Earth and human-based organization, and the bug-like aliens called the Arachnids. The use of CGI allowed this movie to properly convey the savagery and inhumanity of the Arachnids as huge bugs with no real intelligence. Interestingly enough, this movie's goal was to highlight the authoritarianism and colonialism the United Citizen Federation enacted upon their own people and the Arachnids. Throughout the movie, propaganda paints the Arachnids as some kind of evil foe, spurring xenophobic responses of never-ending violence. This movie, through the use of aliens, is able to create an allegory for how society and governments treat the in-group versus the out-group. By depicting aliens that are so disconnected from human appearance, instead they're able to better represent human values in a way that can be more subversive. The same threads are true in some of the most popular science fiction movies to date. The Thing, Alien, and E.T. the Extraterrestrial are some of the most recognizable movies, featuring both CGI and puppetry. Within these movies, each one conveys a different human insecurity and fear. The Thing depicts a creature that can take any form, showing how mistrust and paranoia are at the heart of human interaction. Alien features a cold-blooded alien that is a true predator, reminding humans of the absolute fear of the unknown and the ruthless survivor skills lurking underneath the surface. E.T. the Extraterrestrial seemingly has a more positive spin about a boy and his bond with an alien. In reality, E.T. represents the core need for all human beings, a sense of belonging and purpose in the world. Even as aliens have gotten less human-like in appearance, they still represent human values on a deep level. The term alien and the depiction of beings from other planets are representative of all the fundamental values and secrets human beings have worked hard to suppress. As established, aliens are just projections. While they may seem harmless, providing a way for humanity to express the themes and thoughts that might not be so acceptable, some of these projections have started to bleed into reality. For one, aliens in a fundamental sense are built around the human experience. Without humans, there is no perception of what aliens might be like, whether sentient or not. This creates a sense of human centrism around the universe. Already in the past, the idea of the planet circling the Earth was pushed as true because of the same principles of human centrism. Only now, alien design is the new geocentric model of the universe. On its own, this isn't inherently bad, other than it creates barriers to accepting other form of alien life, whether following the natural laws established by humans or not. In turn, similar to the circumstances surrounding the geocentric versus heliocentric models, this prompts serious conversation about how centrally human science and roles can be considered when looking in a wider context. But if we look more internally, the outsider perception of how society views aliens can be dangerous for another reason. According to a 2010 Psychology Press study, when undocumented immigrants are called illegal aliens, it increases prejudice against them. Specifically, it evokes the idea of outsider individuals being a threat to the insider group. These dynamics are often used to create the us versus them narrative, which subjugates whole groups based on how they're labeled within society. Aliens and the forms they take represent the darkest parts of humanity that have long been suppressed, oftentimes depicted as the enemy, the aspects that should be hidden away. So then, the same narratives translate to humans within society that are deemed to be aliens, deemed to be unfit and unworthy of the same level of respect and humanity as everyone else. This has only become a new way to propagate the out-group versus in-group dynamics that continue to plague greater society. Because at the end of the day, what humanity seeks the most is some form of superiority and uniqueness. It used to be thought that humans were at the center of the universe, but as time passes, it's become clearer that isn't true anymore. Humans are not at the top of the food chain, so instead aliens are invented to interact with humanity to contextualize this change. And in the end, all it ends up doing is propagating the same alien versus human dynamics onto people within communities. Aliens have always been real. While no one confirmed on Earth has ever touched a real extraterrestrial and been in its presence, the concepts of aliens and the way they are depicted in popular culture all serve as real reflections of the human experience. Viewing it through the four revolutions of perception, from the discovery of other planets to Darwinism, the Hills, and CGI, an understanding of the human journey unravels. But throughout this entire journey, humans remained at the center. Even in popular culture stories like The Left Hand of Darkness and Starship Troopers, the story is focused on the human aspect of navigating new environments and challenging expected norms. Aliens cannot exist without the human motivation and complexity projected onto them. Conversely, the concept of aliens have had a profound impact on the way humans see the universe and their relationship to it. This prompts consideration for how the idea of aliens exciting creates a dichotomy between mistrust of the outsider and a sense of belonging with the insider. These group dynamics persist beyond popular culture to impact individuals on a real scale. By acknowledging the way aliens represent the deepest feelings of humanity and addressing the way that aliens are viewed as the outsider and ousted in popular culture, humans are one step closer to the big picture. Whether that's the big picture of truth about aliens or the truth about how to treat each other within society, it is clear that humanity's made-up aliens are the pathway to get there. Through examining the evolution of aliens and their history of depictions in literature and the media, the door is open to a deeper understanding of how humans perceive themselves and their place in the universe. So I just want to leave you with that, because I think that's a better conclusion for my essay than I could probably even try to do unprompted. But I really think it is important that even in our own stories that we tell about things that aren't ourselves, we analyze and understand what really is the meaning behind it and how it can impact people in a greater societal sense. And I will leave you with that. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Jackie On. I will be seeing you in the next one.